This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's Recovery Sort Of, the podcast where we explore the struggles of life, the challenges of mental health and recovery, and the spaces between. We express our personal views on life here, and this podcast is not meant to replace medical advice or tell anyone the right way to live. This podcast is best used as a place of curiosity and questioning to accompany you on your journey. Be aware there is strong language. Here we go. Welcome back. Hi, Jenny. How you doing?
Good morning. It's morning now.
Yeah.
I don't know when everybody's listening to this, but it's morning. Good morning. Hi.
If not, fill it. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Okay, there you go. There's all your options.
All covered.
Yep. So you're here. We want to talk about, obviously, what we always talk about, which is humanness, humanity, being human. How to relate to other humans, like how to get along with people, how to make a meaningful life. You just want to talk about relationship journal.
I'm doing an experiment. So this is what I thought to share. Okay. I'm doing an experiment. I'm calling it the Experimental Relationship Journal.
I love it.
Okay.
Already.
Oh, good. Good.
Just because it's got a title.
I thrive on encouragement. So that's great.
I mean, usually I'm just like, I'm going to journal. I'm going to meditate. I don't give it a fancy name. You created a whole new practice and titled it. And
well, we'll see because it's an experiment. No, but
copyright. Something. Okay. Experimental.
All right.
Relationship
so this is my,
journal.
I wanted to share about my experimental relationship journal. Tell me what you think. I'm open to criticism. It's an experiment, you know, I can revise. So, all right. The point of it is rooted in interconnectedness. Do you remember when we did a show on interconnectedness?
Yes.
You know it. So interconnectedness, if people aren't familiar, is we don't get through this life not without connecting with other human beings and, you know, anything that, you know, like nature, you know, spirit, whatever.
Right.
You know, we don't get through life alone. Even if you think you're alone or like, nobody helps me. Well, guess what? You know, like that shirt you're wearing was made by someone and it was grown, you know, the cotton was grown on a farm and that soil was tended to for, you know, centuries, you know, to grow the cotton that was spun into your shirt. You know, we are interconnected and, you know, every day you see people in the store or, you know, I don't know, you like, I guess even social media, when you do your, you know, people at work, you're always interconnected. Anyway, so there are times when my mental health issues will tell me that I'm all alone or that I'm no good to anyone or, you know, it doesn't happen a lot these days.
Is this your version or slightly different version of a, I think mine is more like nobody loves me. Is this
yeah.
the same feel or is it slightly different?
Yeah, there are times when I'll get it. Well, I do feel loved. Like there's always that. I always have my kids. Like I'm like, well, they love me. But then I'll go to, but I'm no good. You know, like they love me because I've fooled them. I've tricked them.
Okay. So see, that's interesting. Because I definitely have a, people would be better off without me in their life kind of phrase that happens for me. But I think there's times when even I get to that dysregulation where it says your kids don't really like, yeah, they love you on a kid level, but they're still going to pick a tablet over saving your life. If like it came down to
okay.
it, you know what I mean? So like, I don't know. It's just interesting. I'm just curious what everybody's.
Yeah, I think mine is slightly different. I think they love me, but they don't really know me. They love me because they think I'm something else.
They love me because they're stupid.
I don't actually use those words, but no, I think that I've fooled them or tricked them, or like they don't really know me. If they really knew me, they probably wouldn't like me. That script will run.
So I got one kind of like that. That's more, I've used it more in the relationship world, like the romantic relationship world, around like, they only love me because of this or because of that, you know, because I do this for them.
Because you have a podcast.
Sure. That's totally my memes. It's my recovery memes.
That's what it is.
It's all they're here for.
Guaranteed there is someone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got us a little
out yourself
track.
In the comments.
Right. I got us off track. So your intent with this experimental relationship journal is to combat that inner voice that tells you you're not good enough?
To combat the inner voice to say that, a couple things. That I'm alone. I'm no good to anyone. No one helps me. Because sometimes that happens too, where I'm like, God, I'm so alone. I don't have any help. And this is, so far, you know, the intention is, it's a good reminder of, you have a lot of help out there. And I need to ask for help when I am struggling. So, that people help me and care about me and want to see me, and I help people. I am valuable to other people in my life, because sometimes I forget, like, I am a good friend. I am a good family member. I do help the community, my neighbors. You know, like, I am a value, and I'm not manipulating them. Like, I'm truly, like, here's an example. This sounds like I'm tooting my own horn, but like yesterday, I have an elderly neighbor. And she's like, Jenny, can you help me with my car? I am just not well enough. We have snow right now in Maryland. And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, like, like, I'll go help her. And like, that means a lot to her. She's, you know, too old to take care of it herself.
Right.
I was delighted to get a text this morning that she's like, oh, my brother-in-law's coming over. I'm like, cool, I don't have to do that. But like, she's like, thank you so much. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm meaningful to Gretchen. You know, like, that mattered to her, you know, and I forget that I am a good person sometimes. I forget that I'm a good person sometimes. Like, I just say yes to, you know, seniors living in the neighborhood, you know? So I hope that my relationship journal will help me remember that I'm a valuable part of other people's lives, in addition to them being important to me. So I'm trying to grow up, you know, I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to, like, take care of my money. You know, I'm almost, oh my God, people, I am almost 50 years old. You know, I'm like a year and 3 months shy of 50 years old. And I still don't have like a solid handle on finances. Like,
how many months is 50 years?
I
600? Yeah, I think it's 600.
Yeah.
You're almost 600 months old.
Good job with the math. Like, but I can ask for help. You know, like, finances is not my like huge forte. Like, I'm stable. But like, I should be like planning for old age and stuff. And I need help. Go ask for help. There's people in my life that can help me. And like, so doing this relationship journal helps me remember, like, there's people older than me that have experienced this. There's actual professionals out there that do this. So do you have any questions? Otherwise, I'll tell you how the journal looks.
Yeah. I got questions. So just to clarify, your intent with this, I'm guessing, sounds to me like, you're noticing there's times when you don't seem to have access to the full picture of your reality, and that maybe your brain takes you to just seeing some negative pieces or some yucky feelings, or maybe seeing the world through the lens of a yucky feeling. You know what I mean? Almost like sunglasses. It's tinting everything to look dark. And the intent of this experimental relationship journal, I'm thinking, is a place to go during those times to remind yourself, or maybe just the day-to-day practice so that it's fresher in your head, which...
Yeah, I would say it's more preventative.
Okay.
Yeah.
Had you thought about using it at a time when you're having one of those moments where it's like...
Yes.
Just pulling it out and being like...
Yeah, and I can flip through. Yeah, okay. And it does look kind of like a spreadsheet.
This is
like,
cool. No, this is awesome.
So it's just right now, it's simply the date and then anyone I have meaningful contact with in that day. And so far, I'm curious about the order. So like, who am I talking to first in the day? You know, like, is it my family? Is it online? Is it, you know, like, okay. So that's part of the experiment is like, oh, wow, look, I didn't even think about that. You know, I was on Facebook before I even talked to my husband. Like, that's weird, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm super interested in how too. So I definitely want to get there. I'm just really interested. Like, this is fascinating. Okay. So pause here for a second.
Pausing.
Has your inner child had a moment? How long have you been doing this?
The experimental relationship journal? Yeah. like a little less than 2 weeks.
Okay. No, that's great. Has your inner child had a chance to like, I want to say thank you, but really just feel the appreciation that the loving parent, Jenny, is taking this kind of time and dedication to like make her life better for that little girl?
No, we haven't had that sit
That's
down
amazing.
Yet.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think we will maybe sit down and celebrate that, you know?
Yeah. And then maybe like, I don't know, some other part of Jenny can come in and just be proud of like, loving parent, Jenny. That's fucking amazing for doing this. That's cool.
Aw.
I mean, really, that's a big investment in yourself to do something like this. That's awesome. And I think we get more benefits from the back end pointing that back out to ourselves. You know what I mean? It's kind of what you're doing with your experimental relationship journal is trying to point how good you are out to yourself. And I want to stop you along the way and do it again because this is awesome.
Well, thanks. And, yeah, I do appreciate that. I also try to include in the journal when I spend time with me, because that's part of my mental health practice. I don't have a fancy title for that yet, but
my
like
experimental mental health practices.
So you know, I'm a journal, like, because I did the journaling show here, and so journaling is like my go-to tool for a lot of my mental health stuff, and so I make sure to note in the book, you know, special time with me. And that would be something like communicating with little Jenny or plotting out some dreams or goals or plotting out just even my week, like just spending time like, all right, how do I want my week to go? So I do put me in there too. M-E exclamation point. Me.
So you have mentioned that you keep track in order throughout the day of when they happen.
Yeah.
Do you mark the time too, or it's just the
no
order?
Time?
Mm-mm. Okay, so just the order, and then are you tracking? Because you mentioned like the ways you're there for others and the ways they're showing up for you. Are they separate columns?
Not separate columns. Okay. It's basically just like when I say spreadsheet, it's like date and then a list of names. Okay. So it's not a very big spreadsheet.
And as long as there's a name, that means there was a
meaningful contact. That's what I'm calling. So, which includes social media, because I had to think about my relationship with social media. That is contact in a way. So if I'm like liking a post, no. But if I get in a messenger discussion, that's yes. And so I guess one could pick apart the gray area of meaningful contact of social media. But do I feel like we've had meaningful interaction?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, when you lay down at night, it doesn't really matter what the other person in the other house is thinking or feeling about that. It might have been a passing, you know, moment for them and not that big a deal. But if you lay down at night and it felt meaningful to you, that's what matters. So I don't think there is a gray area. I think if you felt it was meaningful, then it was meaningful.
Yeah, good. Thanks for backing me up on that, because there's people like across the country that I am not going to see for years, but we have a great correspondence and you know, they matter to my life.
How do you, and this isn't to pick it apart in any way, just out of curiosity, like how do you feel through the variety of text messages? And I don't know, I don't get a crap ton of text messages, but maybe 3 out of 10 are meaningful conversation to me, I would think. Whereas other ones are just like more day-to-day planning or scheduling or how to get through your day. What do you need, you know?
Okay, so far, I think I've included all my text conversations. Like, even if it's somebody just saying, you know, like, oh, like Caroline's sick. She couldn't make it today. Like, I was like, oh, man, I hope you feel better. That was meaningful to me. Like, I wanted to, sincere about, like, oh, I'm sorry about her. You know, you, like.
You might not have as many meaningless conversations through text as I do. I don't know. Not that I have a lot of meaningless conversations. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to think of like somebody texting me at work and being like, hey, do you know how to work the printer or something? And me mm-hmm. being like, yeah, I'll show you real quick.
You helped that person. That's meaningful.
That's kind of meaningful. Damn, maybe mm-hmm. I'm selling myself short.
Mm-hmm. You were important to that person. They could have reached out to anybody, but they reached out to you.
And why? Probably because they knew I was there, but mm-hmm. also probably because they think I know shit.
Yeah, and you have a podcast.
Why do they think I know shit? And the recovery memes.
And the memes, I forgot. It was memes, not the podcast. Yeah.
The podcast was like, you know, he's kind of attractive. He's got a podcast. But the memes, that's the panty dropper.
Some of those memes are mine, everybody.
Oh, yeah. It's the boxer droppers.
The funny ones are mine. The boxer droppers are his.
So how have you felt so far? I know you said you're a little under 2 weeks into this. How has it felt to do this practice?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really positive. And so far, not a burden. And I think that's when I'll end up dropping the practice, when I'm like, I got a good... I have the same pattern if I do like a calorie counting app. Like I'll do it until I get into a new habit. Then I'm like, okay, I don't need this anymore. And then I know I can pick it back up if I'm feeling low. But I'm going to keep doing this. It's not a burden to like whip out my phone and just add another name. So I have no end goal in mind, but it's interesting to see what little side observations come in. Like, who do I talk to first in the day? I don't know what's next. You know, like what other, maybe I will add columns, you know, later. So it's just, let's see how this rolls out.
Well, when you first mentioned it to me and you were talking about the idea and you kind of, I guess just to convey the idea, you were talking about like things, ways you show up for others, ways others show up for you. So I was hoping it didn't turn into almost a competition sheet of like, oh God, they're outdoing me. You know, I got to show up more or something. I was worried about that for a moment.
No, didn't really think about that, but my mind could go there. Maybe if I had more free time, I might really pick apart that. But
is there any space where you could see the tracking itself turning against you, so to speak? Like, oh, there's too few names over the course of this last week. Look at me, I'm slipping or something. Like, is that a chance or is there potential for that? Or have you kind of built in what to do for that?
Yeah. No. I haven't really thought that it would ever be a negative like that. Never considered it. I should consider it. I have thought, I'm like, oh, I wonder what days, you know, I wonder how low I might go on a day. How few names. I have been curious. I'm like, I wonder how few names I can get in one day. And, you know, like, yeah, like, and I haven't like taken That's that awesome. Personal challenge, but like, let's face, I'm like, I'm hard. You know, I have a family, you know, like, and I'm like active in the community. There's not a day where I'm not at least getting texts or taking care of my kids or, you know, like, I just don't know. I would actually like a day of peace, you know, like if I could, which is funny because I was just on a retreat, but oh my God, it was so full. It was so busy. I didn't even list all those names. I just put a group.
I could see like going camping by myself in the woods.
I know that is
for a day. I would love to myself.
Yeah. That would be. And I've read of other people in recovery who have done that. And I'm like, when will I get a chance to do that? You know, I just got to set it up, but I have to balance it out with all the other like social things I want to do. Like
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. I definitely have been noticing that for me. You know, and I read this book 4,000 weeks, probably 2 years ago at this point, but he was talking about the average lifespan is 4,000 weeks, which isn't a lot. When you put it in that kind of number, and that we generally wait, we wait till the last like two or three to live the way we actually want to live.
That is so sad. I know when somebody finally retires and then they croak. Oh my God, that is the saddest.
Or you get a, you know what you would do if you went to the doctor today and they said you have 2 weeks to live. You know how you would spend that time. And his argument is, he was like a guru for like time hacks to get more shit done. And that's what he was doing with his life. And then he stumbled across all this information. And he says, why do we wait to the last 2 or 3 weeks of our life to live it in the way that's meaningful to us? Why wouldn't we do that sooner? Mm-hmm. And he talks about the way of getting there is like listing the top 6 things you care about doing and then dropping the last 3 and never doing them again. Because you don't have time for all that shit.
Mm.
And like that's been where I've been in my life is like, what can I get rid of? Because I don't have time for all this shit. stuff-wise, mm-hmm. event-wise, like, I kind of just want to do less all around.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know, it's interesting to try to, like...
A simple life.
Yeah. Much more simple.
Yeah, that does sound nice.
You know?
I know, I think I mentioned this on the show before, but, like, Peter Levine wrote A Year to Live, and then it's a book where, like, all right, you have a year to live, go do all the things you want to do, and then... You know, go on and live, and you right. have a nice, simpler life. I haven't done that, but I've like thought about the concept of it.
Yeah, I love that idea. Mm-hmm. I love that idea. Is there any other useful purpose for this tracker? Like, as you're tracking, could it also be telling you something else about yourself? Like, oh, when I have more names, I must be feeling... more calm and restful in my nervous system because I'm more social. And then when I have less names, I must be more maybe dysregulated or in a little bit more survival mode where I got to kind of protect myself.
I didn't consider that. So thank you. But I thought too about like times in my life where I'm a little too connected. That's what you're driving at. Yeah. Spinning up my nervous system, getting me extra anxious. Like, wow, I'm feeling extra anxious. Well, look how many people I've been in touch with the past week. Yeah, no wonder I'm feeling really anxious because I think I tend to, I'll take everything coming my way and I forget that boundary of like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to go to that meeting tonight. I'm not going to do that social thing this weekend. I'm not going to. So yeah, I am going to look for patterns like that. Like, that was a really busy week. No wonder I was freaking out, you know?
How many names are you getting on your list each day on average? I feel like that could quickly, even me in my life, I don't feel like I talk to a lot of people, but I'm like, oh shit, my list would kind of grow quickly, man.
It might. So I'm pulling up my journal. So like
20 people a day, 40 people a day? Yeah,
mm-hmm. So electronic connection is big. So like, you know, group texts, you know, like.
And how do you count that? Is that one?
So what I know, I kind of make a note, like I'll note like the group text and then anybody in the particular group text that I might've had a meaningful exchange with. Mm-hmm. I don't list and Thursday night is my in-person Sangha meeting. So I'll put Sangha, but then I'll list, you know, maybe it's like three people that I personally interacted with. Mm-hmm. Like I don't list everybody at the meeting if all we did was say hi.
I gotcha.
You know, but no, I still think it's worth to note Sangha. Like I was there for people.
Right.
But these are the three that I, so.
Now, like for the podcast, do you count that as, like this morning, is it just, I had an interaction with Jason? Because we've gotten plenty of emails that say, thank you so much for your information. You've been useful to us.
Yeah, no, this is the first time I've recorded since I started this experiment.
Right.
And I would just put Jason. Hmm. I wouldn't put like the audience, but I think I will note RSO, just so I know, you know, that this was a recording date.
Yeah. I mean, maybe even if it's not necessarily the audience, just the topic or the mind frame that we're in when we come to talk about recovery things. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like it's like spending time with healing or with the growth part of you. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something in there. Something in there that feels better than the average day
and that's
when I'm just
cool,
doing what I gotta do.
But it's more about the relationship, I think. More about the giving. What am I giving to the fellow humans?
I don't know. I guess I find that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like whether it's... I don't know. Yeah, I'm not going to go down that route.
Yeah.
It's fine. I think it would be really cool to add a... Like how... I don't know how you want to conceptualize it, but some kind of... ranking or rating system for how you're feeling.
Oh.
Maybe at the end of each day, right? Because you might be able to notice a pattern of the right amount of social interaction or relationship interaction for you. There might be a, this is too much and this is too little and here's my Goldilocks sweet spot.
Yeah. And so when would I rate that? When I'm going to bed?
I think so.
How's my day?
I think at the end of your day. Like, because if you're feeling...
I'm going to call it the Goldilocks column.
Well, and maybe even like you can put the ranking in at night or the next day. But yeah, like, I mean, you might know by 5 p.m. I've been overwhelmed today. I've had too many requests or demands on me.
So what's the scale? It's like overwhelmed, at peace. That seems very personal to me. Like,
okay.
That might not be other people's issues, but.
Could you put a percentage of that?
Yeah. Let's just start there and see where it goes. Yeah. I am going to add a third column. And that's because that's more my issue is I'll get overstimulated, overconnected. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get a negative thought patterns like I'm not good enough kind of thought patterns.
Right.
Because my brain's out of control.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I think it's a neat idea. I think the one thing I know is the best way to change or shift any behavior is to track it. Like mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything. Just track it because you'll see it and then you'll do something about it. But yeah, any kind of shift we decide to make towards a more positive lens or like combating the old thinking or the story through, you know, collecting information, like this is all what I think we need to do. I don't know that it necessarily eliminates the yucky stories in our head or fixes anything in that manner, but it gives us more, it builds up that other part that can come in when the story starts and say, hold on, what about this other thing we've been looking at? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like, if we don't have any information to gather, it's hard to argue against that feeling inside that's saying, no, you don't do enough or you're not enough or nobody cares. But when you have the data, that's something there. That's substance. That's like, wait a minute. I've been doing this.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll be interesting to track when I'm doing that yucky feeling, when I'm doing too much with certain people. You know, maybe, maybe interacting. Social media, again, I bring that up again. But like, maybe, hey, you know what? You're not feeling good. And look, social media was really popular these days. So I'm always on like a love hate with social media because it is awesome for connection. And like even just getting here today, I saw there was a snow drift on the road that I was supposed to come. So I was like, cool, I won't waste my time going down that road. You know, like just even like news bits like that. But you know, like maybe I'll see a pattern like, you know what? I don't feel good whenever I interact with her or something. I can't think of anyone right now, but it depends how long I'll do this experiment. But yeah, I didn't know about that tracking part. Thanks, doctor. You know, like, but I don't even know how this came to be, but I guess I was just curious. Like, I was like, let me just track stuff.
That is interesting. I feel like that was my next question. Like, what led you here? What
I don't know. I might have to go back and look at my journal the day I started this. Like, what in particular? I think I was starting to feel low. And I was like, no, you do help people, Jenny. Let's go see. And like, you do have help. That's been a big one for me lately is, like I mentioned the financial thing, but there's other stuff. Like, Jenny, ask for help. Mm. Like, you have people who want to help you. Go let them help you.
Yeah.
You know, you have people in your life that, you know, you have helped and they want to help you. And there's people that want to help me that I haven't helped. It's not a scorekeeping thing. So I think that's what started me. I was like, well, let's start tracking it. It's not hard. And I'm definitely not trying to add more chores to my day. That's why I'm just keeping it real easy. But I can add one more column.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, you call it the experimental relationship tracker. It's like a connectedness tracker. It's tracking your connection, you know? And like, I'm really moving towards the belief that that is the, I don't know how to express it exactly, but biggest reward giver to us is positive connection with other life.
I'll co-sign that. Yeah, definitely.
I think it's bigger than food. I think it's bigger than, you know, buying stuff. I think it's bigger than sex. And the connectedness is at the end of the day. It's that after 10 p.m. when I'm laying in bed and I can actually fall asleep because I feel that connection and not that, you know, that disconnection that I think a lot of us feel when we start spiraling. So there you have it. It's the Experimental Relationship Journal. Feel free to try it out and see how you like it and what it tells you about yourself and what you learn. Feel free to reach out on our social media and tell us about the different tracking and journaling methods you guys have tried in your lives that you've found to be pretty cool, and have a great week. Have you found that listening to the Recovery Sort Of podcast has helped you in your day-to-day journey? Please share the message of compassion and well-being with the loved ones in your life. Connect with us more at recoverysortof.com, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, YouTube, and other social media spaces. And have a great week.